Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. She gave you the telephone number. Hopefully, it'll work. Charlsie's been holding, so we're going to talk to her, and then we'll get to some other things, tree planting and some other issues that I need to bring up myself. Charlsie, how are you in DeSoto today?
Doing very well. Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Good. Well, my question was, I'm trying to set up some 40 by 40 raised garden beds in my backyard, and I selected an area where the grass is not as prolific as other areas, but I'm still having a very hard time killing out enough grass to set up these raised garden beds. Do you have some suggestions?
Did I understand you correctly? You're talking about 40 by 40?
Yes.
Raised beds?
Them. Yes.
Why are you making them square instead of narrow enough so you could work them from both sides?
Well, we bought these already prepared squares.
Oh, okay.
And we just bought them, and that's the way they came.
All right. The only negative about it is you're going to have to walk in them, you know, to manage them. And the walking is something that in raised beds we really don't want to do because of the compaction of the soil and stuff like that.
Yes.
What you can do maybe, though, is create some walkways. You haven't put anything in them yet?
Yes, I've tried laying down black plastic in the hot sun, and I started this at the 1st of May, and I thought that would kill the grass, and it's not.
Okay. Well, what is in there? Did you put native soil in there, or did you put a potting soil?
I haven't put anything yet because I want to kill the grass first.
Okay, you've just got – what are the edges? What is it made of?
It looks like a plastic type of thing.
Okay, and it's there, but it's just the base grass down on the bottom, and you haven't put anything in yet. Okay, I'm with you now. What I would probably do if it were mine is, and I probably would have done this before I put them in place, but now that they're there, you're going to need to go in there and just scrape off the top. If you do an inch and a half, it would be best. That will get all the rhizomes of the Bermuda, which would be the worst weed that you can possibly have, but it would get all the other weeds as well. Throw all that into a compost pile over somewhere. It'll be fine if you compost it. It'll neutralize all those weeds. But the other thing I would do in your case is I would scrape all that off, and then I'd put cardboard across the entire area.
Okay.
And it will work even better if you put down a good, strong application of dry molasses first.
Okay.
And then put the cardboard layer on top of that. You could use four or five layers of newspaper or butcher paper or just one layer of cardboard, either one. And then fill the bed up with whatever you decide to use, a potting soil type of mixture with compost, rock minerals, and the sugars are, of course, what I would recommend. How tall are they? How tall are the edge materials?
They're probably about 10 inches high.
Okay. Well, if you do the entire 10 inches with the improved stuff, that'd be fine. It'd be a little bit more trouble, and it'd be worth to put a few inches of native soil in first and then only have 8 inches or so of the improved stuff. That's all you need, but it might be more trouble in your case going that way than just to fill the whole thing full of the improved soil.
Okay.
And then you'll be ready to plant if you use all the amendments that we recommend, including the whole ground cornmeal and dry molasses and some organic fertilizer. you can plant and you'll have good production this very first year. Just it'll work beautifully for
Great.
You.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And to keep the grass from growing back around, I was wanting to kind of do a trench around the garden beds so I can keep the grass out. Have I gone insane, but could I put a little gasoline around the edge, or would that just pollute the whole thing?
It'll pollute it, plus it'll volatilize and go away. It's not going to be a long-lasting thing. Well, that was the one concern I had, since you had already had the wall in place and we're going to have to scrape the weeds and everything out up to the wall. That means there's going to be a little bit left right under the wall. And right
well,
outside
it's movable. I can move it. It's movable.
Oh, it is?
So
okay.
Yes, so I can get under there.
All right. We'll do the scraping to a point of about at least a foot outside the wall, you know,
okay.
A foot bigger than the footprint's going to be. And then you
okay.
can use your 20% vinegar or your homemade 10% version that I have the formula on the website of vinegar to spray, you know, every week or so around the edge and keep the weeds killed right against the wall, and then you won't have them growing under that wall and getting into your bed.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you don't don't need a trench. Just spray the vinegar or one of the fatty acid products like BioSafe on a regular basis, and you'll keep it,
okay.
You know, a little burned strip there, but that's better than fighting the weeds inside
All
the bed.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, Charles. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
And we have allegedly open lines. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. 7-8. Okay, let's get back to the tree planting now. There certainly is more than one way to plant a tree, but the technique that we have devised over a period of time works so well, it's incredible. You may have seen the video that I did, and if you didn't, you can see it on YouTube. I don't know if we've got it in the members only area or if it's available to everybody. It's if it's in the members only area, it's about time to make it public, and we'll put it out there for everybody. But it's the tree planting that I did at home of a Texas ash. We did a slideshow video type thing on it, and we used these techniques that I'm going to go over with you here. And it is amazing how beautiful the foliage is on this tree the very first growing season going this route. And the difference, the big difference in the way I plant a tree and the way some other people would plant a tree and quite frankly would get away with in a lot of cases, is just that what I recommend gives you better chances of it being a perfect situation. And step one is to take the plant like we did and like we show on the video and everything, we set the plant up. In our case, it was a bald and burlap plant, but it doesn't matter whether it's bald and burlapped or in a container. You set the plant up and you take the burlap off the top. If it's a container, just take it out of the container. And then you start to gently brush, work away with your fingers, with gloves. Use a trowel or a hoary knife, which I do, but very carefully so you don't injure the flare, and you gently remove that soil. I'll guarantee you that 100% of the time there will be excess soil on the top of the ball, unless you've bought the plant from a place that listens to the show and has already done this procedure. And there's a couple of them out there that are doing that now, which is great. But anyway, you'll find in our case, we planted a 2.5-inch caliper Texas ash. It was bald and burlap. We removed 7 inches of soil from the top of the ball that was under the burlap. That most people, you know, would have considered the top of the ball and would have planted, you know, flush with the ground. We took the burlap off, removed the soil, and then measured the height of the ball that's left and dug the hole a little bit more shallow than the height of the ball, because we want the crown, the true top of the ball, and that where it flares, it's turning and hitting the soil. We want it to be at least an inch higher than the ground grade, so that it allows some room for settling and that kind of thing. And then when we mulch, like I've already said, we don't mulch against the flare. We start the mulch out beyond the flare at zero thickness, and then it gets slightly thicker as it moves away from the tree trunk. Don't wrap the trunk. Don't cut a single leaf off of it. Don't thin it out. Don't stake it if it's good and steady and firm, and you'll do beautifully. More on it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Well, you may or may not be impressed with me. I'm actually trying to load some of the photographs from that beautiful cemetery I was telling you about in Frederick, Maryland, where Francis Scott Key's burial place is, onto Facebook. And we'll see if I get it. It looks like I may actually be about to do it. The next break, I'll hit the last button, and hopefully it'll be there for you. And I'll only put 11 photographs there. I'll do a second one to show you some more. Beautiful trees, beautiful terrain and topography, well-kept, very, very impressed with it. Right outside of downtown Frederick, Maryland, where we had the last Mother Earth News Fair. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. I got a little bit more to talk about on trees, but let's get caught up with Karen in Dallas first. Hello, Karen.
Hi, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Good, thanks. I have a question about poison oak that is, it wrapped around a pecan tree, and I cut the wraparound roots, and now it's coming up through the St. Aug and the ground underneath it all over, and I'm trying to figure out how to kill off this poison oak.
Well, it won't be poison oak. It'll be poison ivy here. Poison oak is not nearly as common, especially down in this part of the world, more in cooler climates. But you manage them the same way. And unfortunately, what you have to do, I've got a little bit that's popping up between my property, my neighbors and my place right now myself. You've got to take a sharpshooter, spade, or some kind of tool and kind of delicately dig it out, stab it down and dig out the underground part of it. I used to make the mistake of using a mattock or something and kind of chop at it. That's a bad idea because you end up splattering the oil on you, and it's a good way to get a real good case of it. But if you wear gloves and long-sleeve shirts and really, it might even be good to put olive oil or something coconut oil or something on your skin as a protection if you're going to do it yourself. Better thing to do would be to get somebody to do it for you. But dig it out. Physically remove it. It's okay to throw it in the compost pile. The toxicity part of the poison ivy won't be transferred into the compost after it breaks down. It'll be neutralized. And then as it tries to regrow from the little pieces that you'll inevitably leave in the ground, that you spot spray them with the strong vinegar, 20% vinegar, or the fatty acid product like the BioSafe product or something like that. And if you keep mulch on the area so it's nice and clean looking, it's easy to see where it's popping up. And that is the professionals that specialize in removing poison ivy. That's what they use. They don't use any kind of chemical spray or anything else. They physically remove.
There's no other way, nothing else that can be sprayed on that whole area or even on the fence line where it's coming up on the fence line?
Well, even if you used a toxic chemical, it doesn't work that well on woody plants like that without hurting everything else that's in the area. You know, all the trees and the fence line plants and all that are going to be damaged just as well. For example, when people have a big area of it, a big kind of a feel of it almost, one of the first things you can do to really cut it down a lot is mow it. Now, that takes somebody that's not allergic to it, or you're going to get in trouble. But mowing, scalping it down really low over and over and over again, it's kind of like Johnson grass. It will create a situation where it'll use up its stored energy and stop growing. But the spraying, if you use an organic spray, the strongest sprays we've got, you know, are really strong vinegar, 20% vinegar, really strong hydrogen peroxide, you know, in the 10% category, not the 3% like at the grocery store. The BioSafe product is a fatty acid product that is very effective on a lot of weeds and grasses and things. But when you're dealing with a woody plant, like poison ivy, it's just really hard to kill it without something incredibly toxic, and that doesn't even work very well a lot of the time.
Would it be better to go after this maybe in the wintertime when the St. August is more dormant? Would that be a better time to try to kill it off or use stronger stuff at all?
Oh, I think that doing it in the fall or winter is maybe the time when it's going to be the easiest to get it to give up the ghost. On the other hand, doing it in the spring and summer, you're going to get that regrowth that you can see, you know, right away if it's going to do it. And you can spray it and have some effective control from the spraying of that new feathering of tender foliage coming out. You see what I mean?
Right, I understand.
So it's not easy. There's a website. In fact, I've had the guy on my show. He's from up in the Midwest somewhere, or maybe even New York, upstate New York area. I can't remember. But he's a fascinating guy because his business, he specializes in removing poison ivy and poison oak from people's yards and commercial stuff. I can't remember the exact name. I'll try to pull it up in the break here, and I'll put it on the air. But if you just do a search for commercial removal of poison ivy, it'll probably come up. I'll do it myself here in a minute, and I'll put it on the air. Good luck. Okay. Wish I had better news for you.
Do I have time for one more question?
Well, let me put you on hold, and you will. I'll be back with you after this, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this message.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, the birds and Howard are back. Mary Rose reminded me that goats are also a possibility. Goats will remove poison ivy. Some breeds work better than others, so you'd need to do some research. That may be something I need to do a newsletter on. I'm sure there's already some pretty good information on the internet about that. See which varieties of goats are recommended for the best poison ivy removal, but that is one way to go. Karen, you still there?
Yes, I am.
You might look into that too and see if that's a possibility. There are people who actually are in the business of herding goats to do weed control, not just poison ivy, but weed control in general. They use movable electric fences to keep them. They sometimes tether them, and there's other techniques. So you can find some information like that on the internet as well. What else did you have for me?
My other question was, I've got a red oak on one side of the yard and a live oak, I think, the one that drips these little things, and starting in the spring, like in March, every year it just finished shedding all of that stuff. Now, all of a sudden, my beautiful St. Augustine is gone, and I've got bare dirt. I don't know if it's a shade problem or what.
Yeah, it's a shade problem. That's not a flower problem or anything else. It's once your trees get large and the shade gets to a certain point, that means that the roots have also gotten much bigger and are much more competitive with the grass. It's mm-hmm. the most common question I get is, and the answer is you can't grow grass in shade. You have to switch mm-hmm. over to ground covers and, hard surface materials like decomposed granite or mulches or ferns, shade-loving ground covers and fern-type plants and dwarf shrubs and things like that.
So it's not a matter of having someone come over and cut out the thin out the tree. You're saying I just need to switch over to the grass types that I have on that side?
You can thin out the tree and get a little bit more quality of light, intensity of light, and it'll help temporarily. But if you do it on a regular basis or too often, you hurt the trees. And then finally, it's not going to do any good because the tree just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and thinning it out a little bit really doesn't help. It, as much of a problem as the shade is, the competition from the roots of the tree are equally as much of a problem. So the only real way to grow grass there at some point is to cut the tree down. And in most cases, you don't want to do that. So just switch over to ground covers or combination of hard surface materials and ferns and shade-loving plants, and just enjoy the new look that you have. I don't have any grass on my property, and it's almost an acre now, other than in two small spots in the back, and it's a problem there because it's so shady.
So what would your best example of a type of grass or ground cover to put there be? I mean, grass will grow there at all, not even the other grasses?
No. St. Augustine is the most shade tolerant, and it won't grow in the shade and severe root competition. You have to change over to things like English ivy, Persian ivy, Asian jasmine, liriope, ophiopogon, monkey grass, and things like that. And there's a lot of shade-loving, very shade-tolerant plants in that category. There's one that you can even mow if you don't mow it too often, and that would be ophiopogon. It's mondo grass.
What kind is it?
It's called mondo grass, or
mondo grass.
Some people call it monkey grass, but monkey grass usually refers to the larger leaf liriope. So mondo grass or ophiopogon is something that you ought to take a look at.
Okay, because that's one whole half side of my yard. There's a tree on one side. I mean, that is the whole yard.
Yep.
So you're saying it's a fern or some kind of hard cover, okay?
It's a common problem. It's the one that all of us in this business probably get asked the most often.
Mm.
All right?
Okay. All right, I appreciate
your
answer
good
so
luck.
Much.
Sorry I don't have an easier answer for you on both those, but it's those are two tough ones. I want to remind everybody again, we really have not done a good job of helping some of these dogs at the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I don't know if it's the same in other cities around the country at this time of the year or not, but take a look at our website. The SPCA button on the home page is what you look at, and it goes to the photographs of the mutts in some cases, and in other cases, purebreds. There's almost a purebred pit bull that's the one that's available today, a really good-looking gal. Pit bull, white, 2 years old. Take a look at that. But there's several other dogs that still haven't been adopted at the Dallas Center and also the one in McKinney. So take a look at that. And if you know somebody looking for dogs, pass it on to them, and let's try to help out Levi, Rex, Simba, Foxy, Javier, and Ginger, and also Snow White, which is this current dog. And if you're afraid of pit bulls or Staffordshire Terriers, don't be. Ours, called by the name of Nellie, sweetest dog that we've ever had. And her favorite thing to do is what she does if I go into the bedroom and forget to shut the door. She's the first one in the room, especially after you've made the bed, burrows in under the pillows and then does her bunker situation there where she sticks her head out. I need to get a picture of that and put it on the website for everybody. It's pretty good. And by the way, y'all are going to be very impressed with me. I got two different, I don't know if I completed the second one or not, but the first one is completed. The photographs of the Mount Olivet Cemetery in Frederick is up on Facebook now. I was able to move it from my camera to my computer and then onto Facebook so you can see the pictures there. And I'm doing a second batch of them. So look at the two and get a pretty good feel for how pretty that place is. Let's see. Let me get caught up on some of my stuff and then we'll get back to the phones. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The information that we have for you is pretty thorough and pretty deep. I'll go through it with you. First thing that I need to tell you, though, and I've got a call about this earlier in the show, I'm going to give you a telephone number, and it's a telephone number that you can call and set up a free consultation. It's worth at least $200 about some pain that you may be having, some hip problem, knee problem, foot problem, elbow, shoulder, whatever you're having, and you're thinking about surgery or thinking about a bunch of medicine or thinking about something else, before you do it, you might want to take advantage of this. It won't cost you a penny, and you can learn how it works, whether the doctors think that it is suitable for you, what the cost would be, and if you do it, and all that sort of thing. But the phone call in the first meeting is free, and the telephone number is 800-705-6006. It is stem cell therapy. It's a very specific one that I recommend and seems to be the best way to go. And the number again is 800-705-6006. It's umbilical cord stem cell, very, very specialized and effective. So give them a call. All right, and then the books on the book deal again. We've changed what goes on up top. I think that we're getting that information added back about how you can buy books or donate at a $50 level to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit. And if you do it at those levels, you get some benefits that are a little bit different. The first one is membership in the Organic Club of America. The second one is the seeds from my garden and Bob Webster's garden, and then there's some other things available at different other levels too. So check that out. The books, my books are on all kinds of subjects. I've written books about herbs, about trees, insects. The insect book is one of the most popular ones we have. Don't be alarmed that a lot of my books have Texas in the title. The books are available to anybody and helpful to people anywhere in the country, coast to coast and border to border. You have to adjust the timing on certain things. In the plant books, you have to adjust some of the specific species of plants, which I even recommend people to look into here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because it varies depending on your soil and exactly where you are as far as which exact plants you want to buy. But the basic program, how you prepare the soil, how you fertilize, how you plant plants properly, how you do the tree planting like I went through for you just here before, it's the same wherever you are. It doesn't matter the location. It doesn't matter about the kind of soil you have. The first steps that you take are all the same, and then the fine-tuning can come in to play. The herb book is probably one of my best-kept secrets. It is more thorough about the plants that I call herbs than any book that I've written. And it covers not just the plants that you would use in culinary or medicinal ways, but it also covers other plants that have some use other than being pretty to look at. That's what I consider a herb. It's a plant that has a use, something, you know, like making herb tea or something like that, a dye plant, all of those other kinds of things. On Facebook, like I've been talking, you can see updated stuff, the latest I just put on there. Twitter, I don't do as much as some people in the world do on a regular basis, but we do get on there from time to time. The newsletter, as I mentioned, is free. Just sign up on dirtdoctor.com right on the homepage, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. The online course is available for you right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com as well. You can win a free one if you tune in early to the show. We're having our little Identify the Mystery photograph each week, and we have at least one of those a week. Usually it's one. We occasionally have more than one. But be the first to identify the mystery photograph, and you can win one of the courses, or just sign up for it. There are discounts for people that are nonprofits and for people wanting to do several of their employees, like a lot of folks have done. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. All that you can start by just going to dirtdoctor.com. That's the place to begin.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just to go through a few more of the things that we've got for you for more information about this approach that we recommend, the natural organic approach. Other than what we just talked about, we also have the radio show available for you during the week. We do the show live that you're listening to now. It's live every Sunday morning, Dallas time from 8 until 11. But it also is available during the week as a podcast. That's set up pretty shortly after the shows have actually run live. And then we have an app. We have an app that's a Dirt Doctor app, so you can literally listen anytime you want to. Some of Marty Whittakin's shows are on there as well, not just my shows. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention to you once more. It's not that far away, is to pencil in the date of September the 15th, the Marty and Howard show. Marty Whittakin has been doing a show on human health issues for 7 or 8 years, I think, and they approached us about getting together to bring in the natural organic gardening, landscaping, pet stuff, animal stuff, and all that together with her show, and that's been done. It's been set up. It's September the 15th in Plano, which is just north of Dallas. If you're not familiar with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's in the Plano Center there, which is a wonderful facility. It's just been remodeled, and it works better now than it used to, and it's always been really good. But we're taking over the whole place, and we'll have a lot of lectures going on about the different subjects from human health all the way through how you get rid of nut grass in your garden. And I'll be doing one of them. I'm going to be doing something special for the members of the Organic Club of America there. And those of you listening that are in the business in some way with a health product or a landscape product or anything remotely related, you can get information during the week by calling the same number that you call the show, the 866-444-3478. If you can go to the button at the top of the page, it'll take you to a whole page that explains what all's going on about the show on that day. It's just a one-day show, Saturday, September the 15th. The other thing that we have available to you that's on the website that sometimes gets overlooked is and TORC produces this, Texas Organic Research Center. We have a list, an exhaustive list of the products that are acceptable in an organic program per TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And we get pretty specific with those. We talk about brand names that are acceptable. We talk about things that aren't acceptable, two completely different lists. And we cover the fertilizers and the pest control products as well. On the fertilizer side, we cover in a generic way, the generic things that are acceptable and non-acceptable. And we also cover some brand names. So all that's there for you. The other is the Natural Organic Landscape Contractors list. That's pretty new. We've added that as a way to help people know who to call to do this work. One of the most common questions I get, besides how do you grow grass in the shade, is, all right, that program that you're talking about sounds wonderful, but I can't do it myself. I need to hire somebody. And so we've started a list. It's on there now. It's the Natural Organic Landscape Contractors list. And we're asking people, and we're getting some good response. We need more from all parts of the country to give us the name of contractors that you use, that you know are out there, that do at least some of this natural organic approach. Some contractors won't fool with it at all, unfortunately. So we're trying to find anybody that we can and build this database of people that are there. So when somebody calls us from Frederick, Maryland, or from Waco, Texas, we have some people that are arborists, that are landscape contractors, that are lawn care people that we can put on the list. We also have a list of organic businesses, natural organic businesses, and those are retail stores and product people and all that. And we're continuing to add to all those things and make them better. They're pretty good now, better than anybody else has out there. But we've got a long way to go. We've got more that we need to do. Once again, the latest newsletter is up now. You should have it if you're taking the newsletter, and it's about library on dirtdoctor.com, and it's also about a brand new plant that we have in our backyard that I just got introduced to about 2 years ago, I guess it is. And it's a pretty interesting plant called Simpson's Stopper. So check out that plant. It'll grow in zone 9, they say. I think it'll grow in 8 without any problem. That's what we are. And it's been outside in a pot for 2 years now and doing very, very well. Those of you in colder climates can use it as an annual. Below zone 8, it'll be a permanent plant for you. Well, I've enjoyed being with you. It's been an interesting day with the phone issues and everything. Hopefully, that'll be better next week. If you need something during the week, I'll not around except for being on the dirtdoctor.com and the podcast and all that kind of things. And hopefully, I can help you. Until I see you again, which will be next week at this time, enjoy those organic gardens out there. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens wherever you are in the country. See you next time.